Late noon's shadows were lengthening when Axtell told Django to order a halt. They crouched down in a shrubbery within the sight of the massive ancient oak. The mole pointed with his warhammer.
The rushing bees? Yonder's theirs.
Buckler drew his long blade.
There should be some kind of entrance, a gap or a door in that tree. Right, me and Django will take our gang closer and wait on you. Where's Diggs?
Here, sir. Ever willing and able.
Buckler patted his friend's shoulder.
Listen, mate. You go down the hole last. Before you do, give me the old grass blade signal.
He turned to Django.
I'll count to 80 when we hear from Diggs. That'll give Axtell and his lot time to get well in. Then we hit the opening hard and attack from the entrance. Make our way toward one another, mopping up any vermin on the way. We should have them on the run by then. That'll be the time to find the little uns and get clear of the place, right?
Buckler winced as Axtell's huge paw grasped his.
Good fortune go with these, sir. Yours to wee safe return and the wee babbies.
The young hare extricated his numbed paw.
Thank you, friend. And luck be with you also.
Sniffy crept forward. He made a circuit of the big oak before reporting back.
There's a nice little door leading in there. I couldn't stop to see if it was locked, though.
Django looked up from sharpening his small shrew rapier.
I don't think we'll be bothering to look for a key, eh, Buck?
Buckler chuckled.
No, mate. We'll knock just the once. A mighty big knock.
They settled down to wait in silence. Axtell soon located his former exit from Althea. He rummaged around with strong paws and soon had a hole big enough to admit 2 at a time. The 30 Gaussim vanished down the hole promptly. Diggs waited until the last shrew had gone, then he plucked a broad blade of grass. Folding it a certain way, he locked it tight between both paws and blew hard. A loud piercing noise, like that of a hunting hawk, rang out sharp and clear. Then it was Diggs's turn to disappear down the opening. Buckler and Django heard the signal. The young hare began counting slowly to 60.
1, 2, 3.
Django murmured to his Gaussian warriors.
Draw your weapons and wait on my word.
The first streaks of twilight appeared in the sky, somewhere off to the west. A few descending skylarks could be heard warbling as they came to earth. Paws gripped sword hilts tightly, jaws clenched, eyes narrowed. The Gaussian crouched, waiting for the count to end. Buckler stuck to the plan, murmuring off the numbers steadily, neither slowing nor speeding up.
57, 58, 59, 60.
The war cries mingled as they charged the door.